Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
Good afternoon and welcome to the town of Cheektowaga. I'm Erie County Executive Mark Poloncarz, and I'm pleased to be here with Cheektowaga Supervisor Brian Nowak, who you'll hear from in just a moment. Also joined by our Deputy County Executive, Lisa Shimera, as well as representatives from the Department of Environment and Planning, including our Deputy Commissioner, Thomas Baines, and the head of our housing program, Paul DiOrlando. And you will also hear from, very soon, Legislator Howard Johnson, as well as Jocelyn Gordon, the Executive Director of the Buffalo Erie Niagara Land Improvement Corporation, otherwise known as the Land Bank. We are here to announce what will begin very soon with shovels in the ground sometime later this summer, as well as across Erie County, which is the construction of the first single-family homes as part of our affordable housing program that I announced last year at last year's State of the County. We have $13.5 million of American Rescue Plan funding that will be used to build affordable homes across the city of Buffalo and the town of Cheektowaga, and we're currently looking at other locations in Erie County as well. We know housing is a crisis in the United States, and we have an affordable housing issue here in the city of Buffalo and the county of Erie. So last year I announced, using American Rescue Plan funding, that we would be investing the American Rescue Plan funding into affordable housing in communities across Erie County. It is an approved expense under the American Rescue Plan, and I want to thank the President, Joe Biden, for his funding source that came to our county. There was $190 million in total that came to Erie County, millions more that went across the region, could be used for various types of projects, including affordable housing. And I also want to give a shout out to Senator Schumer. He was a strong supporter of the American Rescue Plan, as well as our former congressman now, Brian Higgins, who represented this area. And they all agreed that the American Rescue Plan, one of the keys was to assist our country address the needs of the day. It wasn't just coming out of COVID. It was also, what can we do to create better, stronger communities across the United States? And one of them that we certainly know about is in regards to affordable housing. So last year at my State of the County, we announced a major initiative to build single-family homes across Erie County, as well as to assist developers build multi-unit developments for affordable housing purposes in Erie County. Just earlier this week at my State of the County, we announced that we have approved 10 $500,000 grants each for multi-unit projects across Erie County. The combined 10 projects will build 630 affordable housing units. So we need to do two things. We need to build more units across our county. That includes multi-units, which have multiple units, of course, per project. But we also need to do single-family homes. And this is a perfect example of an area where it needs to be done. We have an abandoned parcel of property where homes used to sit that have been transferred to the land bank through the support of the town of Cheektowaga. And this is a site where very soon construction workers will be building a single-family home so that we can stabilize neighborhoods. We've done this already through the land bank for the last few years to ensure that neighborhoods do not fall into disrepair. And the easiest way for them to fall into disrepair are for houses to be demolished. They decrease the property value of the other homes in the neighborhood. As you can see, this is a strong neighborhood. This is a neighborhood where it needs a little extra love and care, though, and that's by building a new house on this site right here. So 44 Long Avenue is currently a lot that is owned by the land bank. One of the lots out of the $13.5 million of American Rescue Plan funding that the county will invest in. There's a goal to build another half dozen homes in the town of Cheektowaga on similar type lots and similar type neighborhoods, as well as in the city of Buffalo. We are waiting for the city to identify the lots, which will be transferred to the land bank, and I'm hoping that comes soon. I'm actually hoping it comes next week at the mayor's state of the city, so let's keep our fingers crossed so we can start moving on that. We are also looking at other communities in which we can do this as well, because we know it's not just the city of Buffalo and the town of Cheektowaga that have neighborhoods that are at risk. Town of Tonawanda is an example. The city of Lackawanna. So our goal is to build affordable housing units, single family units, across our community. Then they will be sold with a subsidy to individuals at 300% of the federal poverty level or below, which for a family of four is $90,000 a year. So we are talking in many ways about middle class individuals, but those who cannot afford to purchase a new home, because new homes are now in some areas of the country over $500,000 or more. So we anticipate that we'll be able to assist homeowners across the county. We know we can build more than 100 homes based on the money that we have, and we're going to try to build as many as we possibly can. I want to thank Supervisor Nowak for his strong support of the land bank and this program to build more affordable houses in the town of Cheektowaga. I certainly want to thank my partners in Erie County Government, Deputy County Executive Lisa Shimera, as well as the members from the Department of Environment and Planning, and of course, Legislator Johnson for supporting this very important project. And I want to thank the land bank and its team, led by Jocelyn Gordon, for the work that they do to ensure that our neighborhoods do not deteriorate, that we continue to invest in them, and we invest in them through new homes. It does not make sense to continue to build new neighborhoods further and further out from the urban core. That's sprawl. We want to reinvest in the areas that were invested in the past so that we can continue to ensure we have strong neighborhoods in our inner ring suburbs, but that we don't then, by pushing development further and further out, increase the cost of county residents, because then we need to build more roads, need to build more sewers, need to build more water access. We need to build it right where it exists today, and that's here in the town of Cheektowaga. So with that, I'd like to turn over to Jocelyn Gordon to talk a little bit more about the project, how it's going to run, and the work that the land bank has already done to build homes across Erie County. Jocelyn?
Thank you, County Executive, and welcome on this beautiful day. Across New York State and within Erie County, we all know there's a strong demand for moderately priced, high-quality new homes. These are homes for our working families, homes for our residents who would like to get started on their homeownership journey, homes for our retirees who are hoping to simplify into a right-sized, energy-efficient space. So this vacant lot is like so many others across the region. This one in particular has sat for years after a tragic fire. And it's exciting to know that within the next year, there will be a new home put up on this lot, as well as at least 70 new homes that we have currently under development right now. So you'll be seeing those springing up here and across the county. You'll start seeing them by the summer of 2025, which is so exciting. And I'd like to thank County Executive Polenkars, the Erie County Legislator, the employees from the Department of Environment and Planning for their leadership, for their encouragement that we all work together toward this common goal. This initiative would not be possible without their financial commitment and the desire to strengthen Erie County's communities. I mean, homes are just sticks, bricks, and mortar, but what they represent is so much more important. Safety, community, family, and the opportunity to bring the all-important lifetime journey of homeownership and equity building right here to these neighborhoods. Benlick's commitment to this mission is real, and our leaders within Erie County's commitment is real. This is really happening, and you're going to see it very soon. I am pleased to be able to stand here to report that a new home and 70 other homes and additional homes after that will start popping up across this community, and we're so excited. I want to turn the podium over to Cheektowaga Town Supervisor Brian Nowak, who is one of our most treasured partners in the town of Cheektowaga, a place where we've done a lot of work, to hear his words. Thank you.
Good afternoon, everybody. The county executive mentioned that there's an affordability crisis for housing all over the country, and he kind of got to the idea that there's no single thing you can do to fix that. Part of it is building apartment buildings, building single family homes, comes to subsidies. You can even get into things like addressing zoning, and there's a lot of other things with that towns, counties, cities, and states can do to address housing affordability and the housing crisis. No single thing is going to fix that problem, but the work of Ben Lick and the plan for the property behind me is one of those things that are actually going to help us out. Another thing that's happening in the town of Cheektowaga at the corner of Harlem and Clinton, we've got a project underway there that's going to build 79 new housing units. It gets to another aspect of improving housing affordability, making sure that there's a growing supply of it. Again, single-family homes and those apartments alone aren't going to solve that problem, but they're concrete, serious, partial solutions to that issue. And Jocelyn mentioned that there was a fire on the property right behind us, and I remember that very well because I was on scene that day in my bunker gear and my fireman's helmet helping to put that fire out. There used to be a double on the property, and of the fire scenes I've been on, that's one of the most memorable, not because it's so close to home, but because of how large that fire was, how many folks were on scene. So it's great to kind of see this go full circle from a day that was so tragic and losing a property to a situation and an opportunity now to put a new home on the property and not just have an empty lot sitting here. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Brian. We're going to turn it over to Legislator Howard Johnson. Then I have a little special treat that I have not talked about yet, but we will, because this required passage of a local law from the legislature. And I'm going to sign the official certificate that makes that legislative law reality, because we would not be here today without the work of the legislature. So Legislator Howard Johnson, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. Today is a watershed moment, historic today. We're going to sign this local law into effect, and what we'll begin to see is houses popping up all throughout Erie County. For sustainability of our communities, you need affordable housing. You need people to be able to access affordable housing, and today is the start of that. I always often say strong small businesses and strong affordable housing makes a stronger community. So again, I'd like to thank the county executive, Ben Lick, Supervisor Nowak, and the administration for the work they've done. And I'd like to thank our majority caucus for, fighting to see that this law was passed. Thank you.
Thank you, Legislator Johnson. As we noted, we had a goal to bring this about, and we wanted to ensure that we could do it legally. So if you could pass me the pen, because I forgot my pen. Thank you. They're not official. People wonder, oh, has it got your name on it? It says no, paperite. Papermate, excuse me. So what we had to do is introduce a local law to the legislature, which would authorize the use of county dollars, especially those received from the American Rescue Plan, for affordable housing. The American Rescue Plan allows allows dollars to be used for affordable housing projects. It was questionable whether county law did. So we wanted to dot our I's and cross our T's to ensure that there would be no question that the money that was received by Erie County could be used for affordable housing work, whether it's the single family home that'll be built here or the multi-unit projects that will be across Erie County. So I want to thank the legislature, including Chairwoman April Baskin, for passage of this local law, especially Legislator Howard Johnson, who is a lead sponsor of it. So I am officially signing the certificate, which makes the local law in relation to authorizing the funding of affordable housing opportunities in Erie County as a county purpose the law. So it is my pleasure to sign it today and authorize the law, thereby ensuring that our county can move forward in the affordable housing business. I don't know who put the seal on. They put the seal on the wrong way. Zach, was that you? We got to figure that one out. The seal is on, though it's a little crooked. Where's Jocelyn? So, it's legal. It's just a little crooked.
I was going to say, the paper or the law.
Right.
It's at the wrong angle. Let's just say that.
Thank you.
We'll be able to fix that afterwards. It is not illegal. Certain that we have more for you with the seal on the correct way. So with that, I want to thank my partners for the work that they do every day to create stronger neighborhoods across Erie County. Governing is not easy. I have talked to a lot of people who are interested in running for office, and I remind them campaigning for office is hard. You know what's harder? It's governing. Yes. It's representing the public. And you have to do what you feel is appropriate to create a better community for all. As I said in my State of the County address just a couple days ago, by every metric, Erie County is better and stronger than it was when we took office, but there's always more work to do. There's always new issues that you deal with. When I became county executive, we weren't thinking about affordable housing crisis in the United States and in this county because there was none, but there is today. And that's why you have to act appropriately to ensure a better, stronger future for all. And that's why I want to thank all my partners for the work that they are doing to create a more affordable community so that our families can live, grow, and thrive here just like their parents and grandparents did in the past. With that, I'll open up to any questions.
Well, this whole thing, like all the grass we see, what's the area of the new house, of the new property?
Jocelyn, you need to go.
Well, it's under. It's under development now. It will be likely a single family home, but again, it won't be a huge home. I mean, it'll be right sized, 1,600 square feet likely.
So we're not saying like from like that tree to that tree, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
And I guess can you just talk a little bit about what's it like to see this land go from it was a fire, you said, right, and then to this.
Yeah, this home was destroyed by fire. Just doing the work of when I started at the land bank 10 years ago, there were demolitions that were occurring really all over, particularly in this neighborhood throughout the city of Buffalo. And all of a sudden, I mean, it was like a fire hose of demolitions, and that fire hose just eventually stopped to a trickle. And now there are very few demolitions that are occurring. Now there's just a demand to restore this land back to use. And I think that's what's so satisfying. Instead of just seeing things taken down, the pressure now to actually put a new supply, you know, and restore this land because there's such a demand for it.
And the county executive mentioned, you know, not sprawling, but it said developing what we have here in the county, right? Those rough areas? How about that?
Exactly. The majority of the work that we'll be doing in terms of building new single-family homes will occur in the city of Buffalo and in these first-ring suburbs. So we're talking about Cheektowaga, perhaps Lackawanna, perhaps Tonawanda, but, you know, we want to maintain that fabric, and we can call it urban or suburban fabric, but, you know, this is where growth occurred. We're not trying to sprawl further. We're trying to do things the proper way and just restore the fabric, the density that was here. And by plugging in and just kind of filling in, what we like to say at the land bank is we're here to kind of fill in those missing teeth.
Getting back to the first question, the side of the property here closer to Genesee Street, there used to be a double standing on that side of the property. And from what I saw the day that there was a fire over on this premises, you know, the priority was making sure that it didn't spread to the house on that side and it didn't take out the house on that side. So we did our job that day, and all the mutual aid fire companies that came in, we all did our job. So now it's good to see that we got that out of the way, and on the other side of that, that there's actually a plan to take this to where another family can come and move, make use of this, and be part of the community.
What does that do for the community?
I mean, you know, you look in a lot of these municipalities, you've got these individual lots that are growing, especially in the city. As I mentioned earlier, we've got a situation where there's a need for affordable housing, there's a need for housing. So, I mean, the most obvious thing is that, you know, it adds to the housing supply, but for this particular street, this particular neighborhood, it means another neighbor, it means somebody else that can help out with Neighborhood Watch, it means another taxpayer, it means growing, improving, stabilizing.
If I can add, I think one of the things we have to remember that's very important, and when you're adding new single-family homes with a multi-unit, especially 630 multi-units, the more units you have, the less pressure there is in the community for housing, which hopefully will drive down costs in the long run. When you have a very, very tight housing market, what ends up happening is the ones that become available for sale go higher in price because there's much more demand. As we know, there's more people that are looking to buy homes than the houses that have been coming on the market. So the more units that you can get online, not only will it help those with regards to not being able to afford a home or not being able to afford an apartment, but the more units you have will inevitably have an impact by driving down the cost of everything else because there's not as much demand. I'm going to ask Thomas Baines or Paul D'Orlando from Department of Environment and Planning to talk about how that is one of our goals as we move forward.
Sure. So speaking about supply, but just to level set, Thomas Baines, Deputy Commissioner of Planning and Economic Development for Erie County. One of the things that that we considered when doing this project, really three things were, number one, making sure that these properties look and feel like the neighborhood. So from an aesthetic standpoint and architectural standpoint, we didn't just want to plop houses in the neighborhoods without considering the look and feel. Number two, in addition to that, we wanted to make sure that we would do environmental assessments on these properties as well. Very critical for us so that we know when we build them, they're built on solid ground, if you will. And then third, we wanted to situate the families with pre- and post-mortgage counseling. We know that, one, folks may be first-time homebuyers, and they may not have the experience to manage a household. And number two, they would be first-time mortgage holders. So we want to make sure that we impact the rates of default as well. So in our research, we learned that all of these things contribute to really supporting the supply so that when folks go into the homes, they stay into the homes, and that's the research that we found. So not only do we want to impact the supply from reducing, right, the demand and increasing the supply, but we also want to keep these folks in their homes to really address the bigger picture, which is impacting the ability to pass down the generational wealth, right? Because that's the other part that we're here to do, not only to build homes, create great neighborhoods, but to facilitate that generational wealth that we want to achieve.
And for somebody who's, I'm not sure who's best to answer this, somebody who's looking, they're, hey, I want to buy a house in the next 2 years. Subsidies sound good. I fall under the 300% poverty level. How do you apply? Where do you go for that info?
That is being worked out, but these homes will be sold through the real estate community. So it will be full transparency. You will see that house on Zillow. You will see it on Trulia or Redfin, any of those sites, and it will be listed. So we're working with a variety of different realtors who have specialties in particular neighborhoods. You'll see the home and you'll fill out the paperwork. You'll get it to your realtor, and it's competitive, but, you know, very transparent. And you will have to fully qualify in order to, you know, to even, you know, be able to have that opportunity.
So once you're looking, something your realtor could help you with is you qualify for this or that or whatever based on your income.
For sure.
Got it. Okay.
And we wouldn't hire a realtor to work with who doesn't have, you know, those tools to share, you know, with the buyer.
So that's another thing too then. So you're not only saying it's just not any old realtor, no offense to any realtors obviously. No, any realtor can take this. You have to have the knowledge in.
Yeah, our realtors have to work a little bit harder than some, and so we've built up a nice relationship with those who really want to give back and just feel like they're doing something for the community.
So 4%, mm-hmm. 3%.
That's right. That's right.
Any other questions?
Yes, I apologize if this has already been answered, but when is construction starting here, and when will the home be done and ready for sale? I also had a question about tying this back to
This is part of a $13.5 million use in the county's funds. We announced the $6.5 million from the multi-unit on Tuesday, or was it Wednesday? Wednesday, at the State of the County. We are hoping to break ground this summer. The goal is to have these homes, as Jocelyn mentioned, and ready for people living in them in 2025. We are still waiting for the list of sites in the city of Buffalo. This is a joint effort. The money, of course, Erie County will be spent in the county itself, Cheektowaga, Buffalo, other locations. The city of Buffalo has committed American Rescue Plan funds as well. Those can only be applied in the city, but we are waiting for the list. All this is done in conjunction with the local government. So that's why we have Cheektowaga Supervisor Brian Nowak here, is we talk to the government to say, okay, here's the parcels that we have. the land bank may already own, like this one. We want to move ahead of it. Yes, that's a good location. And that's why we're waiting for the city of Buffalo to come up with its list. So the goal is that construction will be starting on projects across the community this summer through the fall, with hoping that, or the plan is to have the first buildings built and open in 2025. And remember, because this is American Rescue Plan funding, the money has to be spent by the end of 2026. So this is not going to sit there for 10 years. These buildings, these new homes, these multifamily unit projects have to be completed by 2026. So we're not doing something in the ethereal nature that, well, we want to do it. No, these are going to get built, and they're going to get built soon, with the first, like this one here, and others starting later this year.
Just one thing, are there going to be any requirements for these potential homeowners coming in to make sure that you guys are, these homes are reaching their desired target market?
Well, they are, with regards to financial. I mean, one of the things, there will be a subsidy along with it, so they're not just getting a home. I want people to understand that. People aren't getting a free home. There is going to be an underlying subsidy in which the county and then the city for the city parcels will be assisting the individuals. So depending on what the construction price is, there will be a reduction in the total amount of the mortgage. But so you're going to have to qualify based on your financial status. Our goal is to ensure that we try to help as many families as possible get into what was noted is probably going to be the first home they've ever owned. And the first home they ever owned is going to be a brand new home. That may not be the case. Maybe people lived in other homes or lived in apartments. But the goal is to assist individuals in primarily based on their financial level as it pertains to the federal poverty level. And as I noted, this is going to be basically for those at 300% of the federal poverty level or below. And that's still, for a family of four, that's $90,000 a year. And in this area, that still is considered middle class. So I think a lot of people don't understand that many of the projects that we do in Erie County, they're based on a federal poverty level number, which is not 100% of the poverty level, but a higher amount. So you just don't have to be necessarily at the lowest level to qualify for this. There are families right now who probably don't even realize it, that they qualify, and they might. And they should be talking, if they're looking at these in the future, to a realtor who can put them in, who can then get in connection with our team from the Buffalo Erie Niagara Land Improvement Corporation. Any other questions from the media?
How many homes do you hope to have started this year?
That's a good question.
Yeah, we have 64 homes under development right now. So they're in the planning phases, architecture. So we've just recently engaged our architect to do the lot right behind us. So that lot, as you had a question before, we should be starting with construction on this project right here behind us by September.
Any other questions? If not, thank you for coming. And I want to thank my partners here, because this is going to make better neighborhoods across Erie County, starting right here on Long Avenue in Cheektowaga. Thanks all.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.